We went with the process of, hey, we want these kids to feel included, involved in other things going on in their chapter. Hey, let's team it up with meat judging, milk quality, because there are the meats and milk dairy product portion to it. You know, they could be learning and practicing alongside their fellow members.
After stepping out of the classroom, Miss Amanda Mullins wanted to find a way to involve other FFA members. Beginning in April of 2024, herself, along with a team of agriculture teachers, special education teachers, and parents of FFA members with intellectual disabilities, worked to create opportunities for members to compete in Unified Horticulture and Unified Animal, Dairy, and Meats contests.
We're trying to relate it back to careers and jobs that they could have in all of these events. And so obviously being able to identify things is important, but can we take to another step? Do they understand what a plant needs to grow? And then secondly, the stages of a plant's life.
These contests have shown steady growth over time, with hopes to introduce a leadership development event contest in the 2026-2027 school year. The first Unified Horticulture contest started with 14 participants and grew to 27 participants in 2025. The Unified Animal, Dairy, and Meats contest had 17 members participate in 2026. The top four members in each of these contests are recognized at the Indiana FFA State Convention in June.
Matt wasn't completely oblivious to some of this, so he knew some of it, but it was really fun. I think we started in October practicing, but watching him just evolve with the other species, that was really exciting to watch him just kind of flourish in this contest. I think it's something that does interest him, and especially the foods and the animals he's worked with.
That was Batesville FFA advisor Cassie Walpe. She had the opportunity to coach FFA member Matt leading up to the Unified Animal, Dairy, and Meats, as well as the Unified Horticulture contest. If you know of a member wanting to compete in this contest, please reach out to your FFA advisor. I'm Sophia Shannon, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.